Good morning. It is July 6, 2015. The time is 09:02 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Monday morning out here on the screened-in porch, enjoying the last cup of coffee for this morning, having a positive start to the day because it's just sort of kicking back here. We'll be taking Max for a walk here in a little bit, but been wanting to do this audio on this program, formerly known as Audio Boo, for a little bit here. I think it was back in May, end of May, I did an audio sort of hinting to the fact that I was going to have I was pondering an upgrade in the smartphone realm. And you can see from the audio art to this audio that I do have an upgrade. But I also show the last four phones that I've had going all the way back to a Nokia. So it sort of shows a timeline in my phones of the progression of my phones. And that is a notification on my new LG Ultimate 2 LG 41C from TracFone. That's the service I use. I use TracFone. And that's spelled TracFone. Service I've been using for probably going on 16, 17 years now, and I enjoy it. But with this new smartphone, it's Android, because I did talk about how I had a Huawei, which I only had for about a year. So I was pondering this past May on getting a new phone, primarily because of a new app that came out called Periscope. And I know I've talked a lot about that, and we'll probably talk a little bit more about it in future audios. But this particular Android, and actually the Huawei I had, it was an Android 4.0. This LG Ultimate 2 brings me up to the Android 4.4 KitKat, which is the requirement to utilize the Periscope app on Android, because I do not have an iPhone. I do have an iPad mini where I can use the Periscope app on iOS via Wi-Fi. So I've got two platforms. I've got both platforms. I've got the luxury that I can work off of both platforms. And then you count the fact that I'm on PC using Windows. I'm primarily a Windows user. I've covered all three bases there. But on this LG Ultimate 2, it has a 4.5 touchscreen, and again, it's Android 4.4 KitKat, and the features it has where my Huawei only had a front, I'm not sure what the pixel was on the front camera, but this particular LG that I'm talking to you all on is has a 5 megapixel front camera and a 1.3 megapixel front-facing camera, or no, okay, the 5 megapixels is the main camera, but the front-facing camera is a 1.3 megapixel. So another camera I was looking at, it had a 2 megapixels, but I forget what I was looking at as far as the difference. But anyway, I have a front-facing camera and a main camera compared to only one camera on the Huawei. It's Bluetooth wireless technology, has MP3, and it's a, like I said, a 4.5 inch screen, which equates to 800 times 400 in the resolutions, I guess. But the Ultimate 2, I use TracFone, where I use TracFone minutes, and it has TracFone for minutes life aspect on it, where if I add 200 minutes, I receive 600 minutes for the phone, 600 minutes for text, and 600 megabytes for data. And I like the TracFone. It's a pay-as-you-go service, and it's a pretty decent phone. It's definitely an upgrade. I just like the bigger real estate as far as the screen. Texting, I don't fat finger. It's very good tech. I think the last time I had good texting experience is when I had my LG flip phone, which is in the picture there. The other phones after that was an LG 800 and then the Huawei. The LG 800 was, it was okay. The Huawei just brought me up a notch, but this LG Ultimate 2 brings me up way ahead. And, you know, it's not an iPhone 6, but for me, it's a major update to where I can, I feel like I have a truly legitimate smartphone now. It's a couple notches up from the Huawei, and I like the aspect of being able to use Periscope. I did do a Periscope out at the edge of the cornfield this morning, and compared to the iPhone, the on the replay from Periscope, it's a little bit grainy, but, you know, I'm not a professional photographer, so it gets me on the timeline there that the same thing I do with my audio as far as I have a voice. Now I have a voice, and you have a vase, a talking head attached to the voice, so to speak. So I'm real happy with this upgrade. I've had it for a month. The one thing I was pondering is that I don't like buying something that I haven't had something for a year. And the Huawei phone, I bought it last year about this time. So, and I couldn't beat the deal because with the deal I got with this phone, the phone came out last fall on the Track Phone fleet of phones. So it's not new for the Track Phone. It's been out for a while. But price-wise, I think I ended up paying about $79 for the phone. But in addition to that, I got a one-year service card where just that card alone is worth $80 to $100, I guess. So I don't, my service, every 3 months, I have to buy a service card, and then it gives me minutes. And in this case, for this phone, it's triple the minutes. I believe on my Huawei, it was triple minutes, where the phones before was double minutes, except for my very first one that you could see that was a brick. And I think when texting on the Nokia, I think it was only 60 characters, which come a long way. I keep them as just pull them out and look at the missus wants me to discard them, but I think they bring a sort of a historical significance when I'm talking about cell phones. So I'm very happy with it, with this LG Ultimate 2, a very good product from Track Phone. They've got a good service there. Pay as you go. And the way I've seen all these commercials that are on the television, a lot of the major carriers are starting to bring their prices down. And I think one of the driving forces of that is Track Phone, because Track Phone, a lot of people, they don't want to be, well, actually, there is a lot of people that are tied to their cell phone. And I want a smartphone where I can get on it, and then I pop on it for about 5 minutes, and I can tuck it away in my pocket. And if I have to get a text from my wife, I can get a text from my wife, for the missus there, I should say, or else my children, if they want to get a contact. So it's a good leash, I guess you could. That's what I call it, my leash, the missus's leash. Where she. And plus, the application I'm using right now, the program formerly known as Audio Boo, it's Android version. It's okay. I'm used to it. I'm not going to glorify it. It's a good application. There could be some improvements in its interface and whatnot, but that's all been said. So I'm able to use it, and it works a lot better on my LG phone as compared to the Huawei phone. So that's a positive aspect, because I'm back doing audio here on this program formerly known as Audio Boo. So I'm going to finish up my coffee here and get ready for a walk. Maybe do a Periscope on my LG Ultimate 2 smartphone. So y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.